This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Communist Party of China has announced that it's going to amend its constitution at the upcoming National Congress, a draft amendment to the constitution going under debate on Monday. A statement issued after the meeting, presided over by Xi Jinping, General Secretary of the CPC Central Committee, says the amended constitution will represent the latest thoughts and strategies of the CPC Central Committee that have been developed since the last National Congress in 2012. The statement says the amendments will make the CPC more vigorous, stronger, and enable it to keep close connections with the people. The Constitution last amended in 2012 during the last National Congress. This year's Congress is going to get underway on October the 18th in Beijing. Visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi inaugurating the country's new embassy in Panama. The opening of the embassy comes during a two-day official visit by Wang Yi to the Central American country. Wang Yi attending a ceremony along with Panamanian President Juan Carlos Varela. The two countries establishing diplomatic ties back in June when Panama began to recognize the One China principle and severed diplomatic relations with Taiwan. Panama's president saying the country will firmly pursue the One China principle and honor its commitment on Taiwan-related issues. Wang Yi arriving in Panama after a stopover in Costa Rica. He'll next head to New York for the general debate at UN headquarters. A Chinese museum says new evidence is suggesting a Japanese chemical warfare unit based in China during the war used ceramics and making bombs to spread biological agents on Chinese civilians during their occupation of northeast China. A number of these ceramic bombs now being put on display at a permanent exhibition about Unit 731 in Harbin. Unit 731, a biological and chemical warfare research base for Japanese biological warfare testing in China and Southeast Asia during World War II. Civilians and prisoners of war from China, the Soviet Union, the Korean Peninsula, and Mongolia were used as test subjects by Japanese scientists. The museum says because the bombs were ceramic, they required less gunpowder to explode, ensuring the anthrax and bubonic plague-carrying fleas that were inside would survive. U.S. forces have reportedly dispatched stealth fighter jets and strategic bombers to the Korean Peninsula to conduct a joint bombing drill with South Korea's Air Force. The Yonhap News Agency, citing a South Korean government source, says four F-35B stealth bombers, along with two B-1B strategic bombers, simultaneously made sorties to the peninsula earlier in the day this Monday. The report says the U.S. bombers carried out strategic weapons testing before returning to their unidentified bases. Mobilization of U.S. strategic military assets to the Korean Peninsula comes after North Korea detonated its latest nuclear device on September 3rd, and followed that up with a ballistic missile test over Japan last week. More indications are emerging that the Indian government is positioning itself to deport an estimated 40,000 Rohingya Muslims from the country. In a filing in a court case currently being heard by the Indian Supreme Court, the Indian government has described the refugees from Myanmar as a very serious and potential threat to national security. The case itself involves a pair of Rohingya who are attempting to appeal their deportation. Depending on the outcome of the case, the Indian government last month said it intended to deport all of the Rohingya who had fled Myanmar in the past 3 years to India's Far East. At least two people are dead and three others injured in Japan amid Tropical Storm Talim. The storm began plowing across the whole of Japan this weekend after unexpectedly turning earlier than thought. Though Talim lost much of its power as it turned north toward Japan on Friday, the storm has still pounded the country with heavy rains, leaving 35 people hurt across the country in mudslides and other weather-related incidents. It's now starting to hit Japan's northern island of Hokkaido. Meantime, forecasts now suggesting Hurricane Maria is going to be stronger than first predicted as it rolls through the Caribbean. Maria has been upgraded to a Category 4 hurricane and is poised to directly roll over the small island of Dominica as it makes its way directly toward the U.S. dependency of Puerto Rico, which is due to be hit sometime on Thursday. This is the same area of the Caribbean which was just hammered by Hurricane Irma 1 week ago. New direct flight service has been launched connecting Beijing with the Australian city of Brisbane. Air China will be running the service 4 times a week. Authorities in Queensland say the new direct service from the Chinese capital expected to inject an extra $150 million into that state's economy. Australian officials expect the new service will help draw an additional 170,000 Chinese travelers to the country over the next 4 years. Chinese travelers, the most important source of revenue for the Australian tourism sector, with Chinese travelers spending an estimated $8 billion across that country last year. That figure expected to rise to close to $10.5 billion by 2020. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.